Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me. Wherever you are joining me, rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. Five-star ratings are appreciated. And if you're joining me on the YouTube channel, you know what to do. Make sure that you like, make sure that you subscribe. If you are joining me on Facebook, make sure that you are following the page. I really do appreciate all of the support as always. It's an interesting night. The Lakers were officially eliminated from the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken. And if they weren't eliminated, it's a matter of time before they are. You could argue that they don't deserve to be in the playoffs. And so because of that, who cares? But I always contend that any time that you have an all-time great still playing at an all-time great level, that you need to do everything in your power to be in the postseason. Because if that all-time great plays at an all-time great level, they can raise you, they can elevate you to do things that are special. It's never over until you're eliminated. And so, you know, the Lakers possibly being eliminated right now, that could be a thing. And it's funny too, because again, one of the things that we notice in sports is that rarely do the people who should get the blame get the blame. Rarely does the vitriol or the backlash come to those who really deserve it. This Lakers team was designed in a way that was top heavy. It was designed to be starter heavy. It was designed with starters and then with a couple bench players. So if you have injury to the starters, and make no mistake about it, this is not me making excuses. But if you have injuries to the starters, then it makes it much more difficult to win because your bench was never set up to be able to carry you. See, the Lakers decided to go with a design that wasn't built on, hey, we're going to have veterans and then we're going to develop young talent. No, they went on the, we want to have a bunch of guys who know their role and understand their role and work well within the dynamic structure of this team. It's going to be led by our stars. And everybody else is going to take a back seat. So when you have a program that's supposed to be led by the stars and the stars aren't there, that's a problem. But there's no excuse, because LeBron on a team full of dudes should be enough to get you to the playoffs. And it wasn't, right? But we can't sit back here and blame LeBron like it's LeBron's fault. What do you want the man to do? Score 40 a game? Grab 10, 15 rebounds a game? You want him to also dish out 9, 10, 11 assists? That's just not possible to do all of that on a game in, game out basis. It's not possible to do all of that on a game in and game out basis. That's not how this works. It's not how this works. So he's in a position where he's going to be blamed. He's going to be ridiculed. People are going to knock him. They're going to say, this is why he's not Jordan. They're going to say, this is blah, 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 blah. They've been looking for a reason. And man, what's the feeling when all you do is try to do things the right way and yet people are just looking? They're just looking for that sliver, for that hope that they can be able to ridicule you about something. Hell, they're even doing it now to his son. Oh well, yeah, you know, Bronny James isn't that good. He's not even one of the top players in his class. Let me let you guys in on a little secret, something that maybe you don't know. But whenever you're 6 foot three, and that's what we've heard, Bronny James is somewhere around 6'3", right? Whenever you're 6 foot three, but say he's not 6 foot three, say he's 6'2", say he's 6'1", whatever, it doesn't matter. But whenever you're that height and you can jump and your head is even with the rim, you are not just some average, ordinary guy. Bronny James is going to be really good at basketball. He's already really good at basketball. If you've ever watched him actually play the game, he plays the game very similar to the way that his father plays the game. You know what that is? Smart, intelligent, under control. He doesn't try to get outside of himself. So you know what happens when you're somebody who doesn't really get outside of himself? You'll have games where you don't score 30 points or 20 points, or in high school, 10 points, because you're too busy making the right play. You're too busy doing the right thing. But man, it's crazy when you can be a Bronny James and people are already trying to find reasons to hate you, even though you've done nothing wrong. There's nothing that you've done. It's crazy when you see these types of things. Imagine in your life, right? Imagine in your life if you got a job, if you were offered a job and you took the job, and then you got to the job and everybody told you, man, it sucks that you're here, because we really wanted this other person. Excuse me. We really wanted this other person to have the job. We wanted this other person to be in the position that you're in. And then they started looking into you and trying to look at all of the negatives that have happened in your life before you took this job. All of the times that you have failed, all of the times that you didn't come through in flying colors. They start bringing those up. When you just took the job, you're not going to feel very wanted, right? You're not going to feel, you're going to be like, well, what did I do? What did I do? See, here locally, for you guys who are not here, I know I've got, you know, it's a small audience, but it's a national audience. And here where I am in Savannah State University, just finished a long, drawn-out process to hire their head coach. And they went with a gentleman who was not the person that it seemed that a lot of people on the surface, on the outside, wanted. A lot of people on the outside wanted them to hire a coach from within, a coach who had stayed, who had been holding down the fort as the interim coach. And they decided, after this long drawn out process, this almost 4 month search, they decided to go another way. And man, if people would have just been outraged about the coach not getting the job, him not getting the promotion, him not getting the interim tag taken off of his name, I would have been cool with that. But all of a sudden, you started seeing people take shots at the guy that they hired. Yeah, I said that right. They started taking shots at the guy that they hired. They weren't taking shots at the administration. They weren't taking shots at, you know, the board of trustees or the president or the athletic director. they were taking shots at the guy that those guys, that those people gave the job to. What does that guy have to do with anything? It's not his fault that they wanted him over the guy that people in the area wanted. It's not his fault that they wanted him over the guy that many of the players wanted. Now you see this all over the landscape of sports. You see it all over the landscape of sports. A guy gets a job that it seems as if many of the people wanted somebody else to get that job. And what happens? They spend so much time looking at all the negatives of the new guy that they never give the new person the opportunity to carve and blaze their own path. Let's not forget, right, that Savannah State was on hard times. Savannah State's football team was on hard times. It wasn't like there was an instant turnaround for Savannah State, right? It wasn't like they all of a sudden, went from worst to first. That's not how it went, right? That's not how it goes. When we think about what happened at Savannah State and the recent success that they've had, you can't sit back and say, well, all right, we know for certain that this is going to continue. We know for certain that this is the way. Right? Like we don't have a way of knowing that. We don't have a way of knowing that. What we do know is that they had it going in the right direction. And just as soon as they started having it head in the right direction, the head coach peaced out. And people and here's where things get convenient. That's what I'll say. Here's where things get convenient. People say, oh, well, I get it. I understand. He had a chance to blah, blah, blah. He had a chance to move to Division I school. In what capacity? Does just the opportunity to move to a Division I school mean that nothing else matters? Right? Does it mean that the Division II job is no longer worthwhile because you have the opportunity to move to a Division I job as something? But everybody understood that. Everybody understood him leaving for a better job. And so after 2 years that they had, which were two good years, that he was able to flip that into another job. Boom, gone. But it took time. It took time, right? 2-8 in 2018. It took time. 3-8 in 2017. It took time. It took time. 3-7 in 2016. It took time because Savannah State was moving back down. See, they were moving down from Division I to Division II. In 2016, they were playing a Division I schedule. But they weren't putting Division I money into their program. So, of course, they're going to struggle. In 2017, they were playing a Division I schedule, but they weren't putting Division I money into their program. So, of course, they were going to struggle. In 2018, They were playing a Division One schedule, but they were not putting Division One money. Do you see where I'm going with this? They were a bottom level FCS team. They were taking games versus Division One teams because they were guaranteed paydays, and they were losing. So in 2019, the first year they go back down to Division Two, they go 7-3 and go 5-0 in the conference. They have a team full of guys who are at worst fringe Division One guys going down to a Division Two level where they play in the SIAC, which is not top level Division Two. So in 2019, they go 5-0 and 7-3. We all know in 2020, the world broke, nobody played. That little spring season, they only played two games. Their second season as a Division II program, or back as a Division II program, was this past season, right? And they went 8-2, 5-1 in the conference. So there's no reason to act as if this was some miraculous turnaround. This is what was supposed to happen. This was what was supposed to happen. When you drop down from a Division One FCS program to a Division Two program, you should have success. The people who were coaching the team, which this interim head coach was a part of, when they were at the Division One level, they were losing games because they were not funded at a level of a Division One program. But they were still finding ways to win a couple games. So it's only natural that when you drop them down to Division Two, they should be hella competitive. And they are. But somebody decided they should go a different way. That wasn't the guy who got hired. So why would we go and try to degrade and try to diss this man? Why would we go and try to make him feel bad on the way in? Media entities, people who function as journalists, taking shots at him. People that claim to be supporters of the program actively trying to find ways to not support the program. I'm not even from Savannah. Do I feel bad that the interim head coach did not get the head coaching job? Absolutely. That man was 10 toes down. He should have gotten that chance. But now that he didn't get the chance, and he did everything right, he did everything that every other coach would have done if given the opportunity. Because I'm sure while all of this was going on, he was exploring other options. Because you have to, right? You can't just automatically assume you're going to get a job when you're in-house and they open up the search to a national search. Once they do that, you have to resign yourself to the fact that there's a chance you may not get the job, which I'm sure he did. But the right thing to do, the professional thing to do for a man who's been in this profession for 7+ years, the professional thing to do is to sit back, continue to stay the course, and if things land for you, great. And if they don't, you have it on your resume that, hey, you held this team down. And that's going to bode well for you in whatever it is you want to do next. It wasn't his time here. But that doesn't mean that his time's not coming. I'm sure it is. But once you figure out that's not going to be the guy, like, throw your fireballs at the people that deserve their fireballs thrown at them. This was horrible timing. That has nothing to do with the new head coach. This is horrible thought process. That has nothing to do with the new head coach. None of what has happened, none of what has happened has to do with the guy in charge now. So why would we bring our vitriol for that coach? Why would we find ways to diss that coach? It's not going to help. It's not going to help the program get better. It only makes things worse. So good luck. That's all I can say, right? That's what I'll say. Good luck to Coach Aaron Kelton, the new head coach at Savannah State University. And good luck to Coach DeMasi, the former interim coach at Savannah State. I wish Coach Kelton nothing but success as he takes over a program that is headed in the right direction at a level that seems to be perfect for them. I wish Coach DeMasi nothing but success on whatever it is he sees fit to do next. But to all you people out there claiming to be fans, if you want to be mad at somebody, don't be mad at Coach Kelton. Why don't you get to know him? You might find out you like him. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. I do this thing a few times a week. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. 5-star ratings are appreciated. If you're joining me on all the platforms, make sure that you subscribe, make sure that you like, leave a comment. I want to hear from you. Until next time, peace.